GetOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense, to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News. A baseball announcer apologizing for seemingly slipping up on the air.
Oakland Athletics TV announcer Glenn Kuiper using a racial slur on air during a pregame segment before last night's game at Kansas City. During that telecast on NBC Sports California, Kuiper later apologizing, saying his remark, quote, didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, unquote. An A statement calling Kuiper's language unacceptable. Kuiper is in his 20th year as an A's play-by-play voice. Joey Waller, ABC News.
About a week after the New York City Transit Authority announced it would stop publishing commuter alerts to Twitter, the notices are back on the platform. Transit officials announced that they'd stop publishing the alerts when Twitter said it would have to start charging for some of the services required to provide them. Well, then in an about-face, Twitter said it would restore free access to government services. So the notices are back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Do you remember That Is the Lizard? Before that, Boat on the Ocean. And who are the Lizards? Well, they're from Central Wisconsin. Premier British classic rock and original rock.
Woo-hoo.
And you can see them at Hoosers on the Lake Friday, June 30th up in Nakusa. How you doing, everybody? GBK, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you. The whole team is with you, giving you original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a good evening. We got a really good show tonight. As always, Rocker, tell the people who's coming on.
Wow, Jimmy, it is a full show tonight. Right now, he's already out in the lobby.
Yeah!
Glenn Whitcomb is in the studio to talk about the return of Groove Roulette at the Burr Oak in the Mad City. That's on May 18th. It's original improvised musical comedy. Then Sims Delaney Potoff from Harmonious Whale, he's in to tell us about their upcoming Scotland and Ireland tours and how you can ride along, literally. And then Sunspots, Mike and Wendy, they're going to stop by the studio to talk about opening for Casey and the Sunshine Band and playing Make Music Madison at the Max Inc. radio stage on State Street.
That is awesome.
Fest, all kinds of stuff. Woo. Mike Grassman from Milwaukee Soundcheck Entertainment, he's in to tell us. Actually, he's on the phone from Milwaukee, and he's going to be telling about his multifaceted music business. He's been building musical community in Milwaukee for years.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil's Lair. Local country star Jenna Jane, she's traveling in from Eagle River tonight to the Mad City to perform for us live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to hear all about her story. And then Jimmy, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m., the best of Wisconsin hard rock, metal, and punk.
Okay.
It's actually all punk tonight for Heavy. So this
Ooh, we both like that idea. Okay. You know, it is finally a nice day out. I know we could get storms later on, but it just feels so good to start singing. I'm going to start singing at all the festivals, Rocker. Did you know that?
Really?
Start thinking about all of the festivals. I know Dave Adler, who plays with Steely Dan, always plays at Atwood Fest in Madison in the summer. He was already posting, I cannot wait to get back out side to do outdoor festivals, outdoor shows, and that just feels like such a good thing to talk about. But I know another thing that's happening outside right now, oh boy, you open the window and all you hear are those lawnmowers going.
Oh, yeah.
So the question, because I know now in the city of Madison, No Mow May is okay, or even Low Mow May. They say if you don't want to mow your lawn during the month of May, you will not be ticketed and fined if you let the grass grow, because they believe that it is good for the bees. And I love that. I love thinking about that. Is this true around the rest of the state? And do you believe in this idea of either a Low Mow or a No Mow May? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Interesting question. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your comments. I have some pretty strong opinions about No Mow May.
Okay.
I'll share them with you later on.
And please add to our Facebook post, because I'm going to put this on Facebook right now. And if you really can't call right now, add to our Facebook post, because we want to hear what you have to say.
844-967-2789. Seesaw was in the house, two weeks ago?
Yes.
Their new album is so good. Here's their new song, Dial Me Up. And don't forget, you see them with Jane Hobson at the Shoddy Barn, quote unquote, in Spring Green, Wisconsin. It's brand new Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Skirting like I'm focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey. Dial me up. Let's have fun. Make this connection. Dial me up, are you human? I'm so pretend when I'm tripping into our cars. We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll prove it, tap tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Radio, we are local music, Seesaw, and Dial Me Up from their latest album, Projection. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Are you participating in No Mo May?
Or Lomo.
Or Lomo.
That is another thing.
Yeah. I'm choosing the Lomo.
Okay.
Actually, for the backyard, I have to mow because there's dogs. And picking up the poo in long grass is very difficult, as you may already know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep that kind of maintained.
And I know you love the birds and the bees, so I know you want to help them out as you can.
The front yard, I haven't touched. I'm not touching that until June.
Ha ha, there you go.
I'll take advantage of No Mo May for
the
front
you're
yard.
Like half and half, basically. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know Rocker does everything he can to get out of mowing.
Oh.
More than just me, Jimmy. I'm No Mo October, No Mo November, barely in August,
yeah.
Only when I have to. Literally, we love the bees so much.
I know. Do you have milkweed in your yard?
Oh, God. Tons, man.
Oh,
tons and tons.
I'm going to come
milkweed.
And get some.
You know what else we grow tons of? Oregano. And those things spread everywhere.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they have tons of flowers for the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And those actually go really late. And then we even have a good amount of Creeping Charlie. So that helps the bees. You wouldn't believe how much bees love Creeping Charlie.
Ooh, that's interesting.
They like to hide around.
We like to talk about these things because it's something we're all dealing with right now. It ties into being outside and outside music, but then it also is, well, if you don't mow, then you have more time to go see music in May, right?
Yeah. I like that. That's why I try to mow like not at all every month if I can.
So who does the majority of the mowing at the bar household?
It's sure not me. And we've gone back
Perfect.
And forth with all kinds of different mowers, too. The most recent, we had the push mower that just has the blades, not electric,
wow.
No motor, the whole
thing. The swirly ones?
Yeah, old school, because our yard is pretty small. But it stopped.
You can't let it get long with those.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy,
no.
That's a tough push.
Yeah, so he already had to start with a real mower. Now, but he kept it low because we love the birds and the bees too.
There you go. 844
Jimmy K.
Oh, yes.
I want to know about your lawn. Who is the outdoor person?
Well, we have a big garden. Like half of our backyard is garden, vegetable garden.
Nice.
So I do all the mowing. Leona does a lot of garden work though. I mean, she'll get down and dirty in the garden.
That is good cooperative work.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I love the veggies in the fall. And Mrs. K has the best salsa.
Yes, she does. I know we all have to vouch for that.
844-967-2789. Let's do some Eddie Burf. We'll give you some details about Make Music Madison in just a minute. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
No one to see. leave me, no. Now there ain't no words of wisdom to help me now. Turning cold and lost our hope. Maybe I just need time, and so I'll be fine. But the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. People always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. But it's no wonder your heart has been singing.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is Eddie Berth and his brand new music there. He's going to be playing at Make Music Madison at the Max Sync Radio Civic Media Stage. It's our brand new studio, too, up on State Street, 202 State Street. Same building as the Comedy Club. This is happening Wednesday, June 21st. I'm all over the place here. June 21st, Make Music Madison at Civic Media on State Street. Eddie Berth, Sunspot, Dana Perry, they're all performing live starting at 3 o'clock. We want you to come down and join us, please. Make Music Madison. Get more information about that if you want to be a venue or perform live at makemusicmadison.org. And we'll see you on the first day of summer, Terry Barr. You're going to be there, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's going to be a blast. But now you took away some of the sun from Sunspot. I thought they were going to make this big announcement. Are they going to make it or remake it when they get here?
Oh, I didn't realize it was breaking news. I mean, I talked about it last week.
Oh, you did? Okay. Shoot, yeah. I missed
it's breaking news all night.
We'll re-break it when Sunspot comes out at 7:30.
This is radio. It's all about repeating things.
Exactly. We've never done it before. So, I mean, we can talk about this a million times as far as I care. Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a great time. Hope you can join us. I got to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, the Weikert Realtors on Atwood Avenue. Let them open the door to your future home. Find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. We got the Max Track of the Week and Glenn Winnicombe talking about Groove Roulette. That's coming up in just a minute.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's gonna be great.
CBS News special report. Several hours after the nation's latest mass shooting at a mall in Allen, Texas, near Dallas, authorities reported on the casualties. Eight shooting victims and the gunman died. Fire Chief Jonathan Boyd.
We transported nine individuals to the hospital, to area trauma facilities. Of those that we transported, two have since died, three are in critical surgery, and four are stable.
Those people were at the mall.
We ran to the front after we heard like 20 more pops go off, and there's a guy right across nearby like Francesca's, and full outfitted assault rifle just shooting at people.
I saw someone with blood on them, and then I ran into the back with my mom.
The gunman was shot by an officer who happened to be nearby. This is Congressman Keith Self.
We will never know how many lives were saved by the swift actions of our first responders.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foti.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Time for the Max Track of the Week, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Be sure to reserve your Mother's Day spot for brunch at the Sun Prairie or Livingston Street at salvatorestomatopies.com. This week's Max Track of the Week is from one of my favorite artists, and quite frankly, I can't wait for her to come back to Madison play a show. So I Can Sleep, Rain Stern's newest track, is a pop meets Rock Crossroads that follows the story of an unrequited attraction. Rain sings Send Your Love One More Dream as the only time she feels close to a person, this person is in a different reality. Let's check it out right now. It's a great song. Rain Stern, So I Can Sleep on Max Inc. Radio. It's the Max track of the week.
So I can sleep, send your love for the last time to me.
So I Can Sleep, that's brand new Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, oh so good. Get more, Rain's very active on social media. which is awesome. And you can reach out to her. Just look for Rain Stern. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, Terry Barr, and I hanging out with you. 844-967-2789. And Rocker, I foresee a double dip of Pat McCurdy very soon. What do you foresee? What do you got coming up?
I would love to hear a double dip of Pat McCurdy, especially... I like everything. If you can put that in for me, Jimmy, that's my favorite Pat McCurdy song.
All right, I could do that.
Terry, what do you get when you mix live music, comedy, and improv?
Well, let's see. I'm going to guess maybe human combustion.
That's close. Groove Roulette.
Yeah.
Original improvised musical comedy, and it all happens every third Thursday at the Burr Oak in Madison starting on May 18th. Here in the studio to tell us all about Groove Roulette is creator and musician Glenn Whitcomb. Glenn, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay. Hi, Glenn. Awesome. You know, I had not, and I think I kind of mentioned this to you earlier, I had not heard a lot about Groove Roulette, and I feel like I'm missing out. So before we really get into that,
sure.
Tell me a little bit about you as a musician, performer, your promoter, your creator. How'd you get there? How'd you get that now to where you are with us?
I'm one of the people that like doesn't like to be bored. I'm always just trying to do something. Like I've dabbled around in theater, acting, comedy, music, a lot of other things, and just I always got to do something. And then on top of that, I have a flaw of like being able to just bring people together,
bringing
references, networking.
Yeah,
but like that, but I have to make it a thing, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, just in terms of that, just I've met some cool people, and I've always wanted to see them do cool things together. And so I just keep on doing that.
And Groove Roulette is so cool in itself. Tell the people what it is. What how is it so unique?
Yeah, so we're a live music series started back in 2017, kind of.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the before times. It was a house show. Like, I just had four friends who played in different bands, and I was like, how about you guys just jam together in our house? And luckily people came, but I was like, if no one comes, this is just my own private concert. That's fine with me. But it was just, the music was so amazing. We just invite four musicians from different bands to come together and improvise for, you know, a set or a couple of hours. And then the comedy part comes in is where we have the audience name the band. We have them submit suggestions for names, and then usually the band like decides this one's the best one. We've had Soft Ralph, Plump Fiction. That one's one of my favorites. A couple fun ones. Todd. I don't know if I could say this, but dang it, but the bad.
We can say that one.
Because Todd, damn it. That one featured Todd Phipps from Rare Element. That was a lot of fun. The last one we did, I don't know if we could say this word either, but Butt Planets.
Did.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, wait, we can't say that one.
Okay. I can never remember, just, you know, doing stand-up comedy. I was like, I can say all the words. And then I come here and it's like, I can't say any more words.
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah. Do any of those bands, or did they keep any of the names? Or it was like a one-night thing?
No, they're usually one-night things. Okay. There's been connections, like people have started their own projects together because of that before. Yeah,
amazing.
A couple of things like that, like or some people have kept songs for their own groups. I know that Maestranza has one. I think the song was called "Biscuit Learns a Kickflip."
wow.
Yeah, we have. Sometimes I have a guest host come on, and they just name the songs if they want to.
What's the most interesting group that you gelled together?
I think this one's a little bit personal for me. The most interesting group I had was John Mezzaloris, who plays bass for Don't Mess With Cupid, and a few other groups. I believe with Blue Olives, too. Mm-hmm. But he was my orchestra teacher in middle school and high school. And a couple other bands from my hometown, The Earthlings and Work, they also... So I brought two of their members, and they got to play with their old music teacher.
Oh, I love that.
Wow, that's cool.
And on top of that, we had Krista Bernardo from... he used to play with Nat Nation. He plays with Mickey Sunshine now. Yeah. He played on drums. And that was an absolute, like, for me, that was a very good moment.
Yeah.
And There's other ones too, and sometimes it's the musicians. It's just Albert, but sometimes it's just how the musicians meld together. And like, I usually just try to bring together people who know how to listen to each other.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the creative juice is growing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. Who are you going to feature now with this first one that's coming up already on Thursday, May 18th?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Okay. This summer we have a group closing out the show coming up from Chicago called Covington Groove. They're great. So their keyboard player, Samuel Wyatt, will be playing on keys. On guitar, we have Kyle Wrightley from the Civil Engineers.
Oh, Kyle is multi-talented.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he might be bringing a horn as well.
Yeah, because he can.
Oh, because he can, of course. As he should. Oh, as he should. On bass, Aaron Metz. He plays with Maestranza, Cold Fusion, Railhopper, I believe, still.
Yeah. Wow.
And then on drums, Cat from Milwaukee, I really like him. He's been on it before, and killer on drums. Victor Reed, he plays with the Stephen Hull Experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is an amazing drummer.
Oh, my God. He blew me out of the... Like, he blew me away the last time I saw him. Nice. And just... You know, this young cat with a lot of energy, and so cool.
See, in his band, Stephen Hull Experience, are awesome, and you just may see him coming to some festivals this summer.
Oh, my. Little teasy-weezy there. Yeah. You know, it sounds like the audience can get involved in everything. It's not one of those where you come and you want everybody to just be super quiet to listen. I love the listening shows, but this is one where you better partake. Sort of?
A lot of the time, but there are times where it's we do get an audience who sit there and attentive because they want to see what the musicians are trying to do with each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Groove Roulette, it's going to kick off. The kickoff show is Thursday, May 18th at the Burr Oak. And, you know, you were just talking about the audience participation. And the Burr Oak is a very intimate venue.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why you chose the Burr Oak.
That's not a bad part of it, the intimacy of that venue. But the other thing is, I have some family history with them. My grandpa owned Kuka Records, and they recorded a lot of Dr. Haven's albums.
Oh, okay,
and
that makes sense.
Yep, and as we know, the De Haven brothers opened up the Burr Oak.
My gosh.
Yeah, so it's very it's a little personally. I love the Burr Oak, and I love working with them. And the De Haven brothers have done such a great job. And every time I walk in, there's, you know, my grandpa's and Dr. Haven's albums on the wall
every time I walk in. And now I know the story.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. And you have quite a musical family because you were telling me that your father used to play with Sims in Harmonious Whale.
Yeah. For a stint. there it is.
Nice.
Yeah. As well as my godfather played with Harmonious Whale for a stint as well. Tom Musselchuck. Yeah, my dad plays bass. He's on vacation now, but usually you can catch him Thursdays and some Fridays over at Otto's on Mineral Point.
Oh, nice. They have a great patio when they move it.
Good steaks there, too.
Oh, amazing steaks. Yeah. I played a gig with him there once, and I really just did it for the steak.
I did it for the steak!
Yeah.
But yeah, he also used to play with a bluegrass band, a Piper Road Spring Band, back in the 70s. Yeah.
Yep.
That's amazing. Okay, you have a ridiculously talented family. Thanks for continuing this. I guess, you know, my biggest question, why should people come out to this?
To celebrate the musicianship of Madison.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I do it. And to let people know that we hear, like, Madison music is something to enjoy and be proud of, really.
Yeah.
It to such a point where we can make things up on the spot, and it's amazing.
I love it when you preach to the choir, Glenn. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Right there with you.
Hey, man. So Thursday, May 18th, that's the kickoff show, is at the Burr Oak. You can go to the Burr Oak on Facebook or look them up on Google. You'll get the ticket information. Glenn, you're awesome. And thank you so much for taking the time to come in and join us tonight. And we thank you.
What a pleasure.
Terry Rocker, Jimmy, thank you all so much.
We're going to do that Covington Groove song you sent in. This song is called Greens. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm. take the right pills, but I can't feel with it. People got me tripping like a porn star that can't get laid in the real world. When I've had enough, I pack one up. Are passing by me. Think of all the lost souls that must feel just like me. 350 milliliters of Kentucky Clear only get you so far. When I've had enough, I'll rise above.
And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You lean over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand on my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. It cool, a smile or nod, but all that I can fake. So why won't you let me love you? 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 All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, feel the work of light inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 We'll be right back.
can see a crack in your facade. Momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper, will you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Sounds like it's Crazy Night at the Bar. Baby, Let Me Know, alternative radio, brand new stuff from Kicking Down the Door on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Beth Keeley before that, brand new stuff, Why Won't You Let Me Love You. Name of the new album is called This Open Road, and There's two release shows, Friday, May 26th at the High Noon Saloon and Saturday, June 17th at the Gibson Community Music Hall. That's in Appleton. And, of course, Beth Keeley will be on the show with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair next week. And she'll be on the show the following week to talk about her new album that we just heard. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. We got Sims in the studio. We're going to talk about your trip to Ireland and Scotland in just a couple of minutes, plus a double dip of Pat McCurdy.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook bit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.